This morning we are on the Sermon on the Mount again, part 14. We're just nibbling our way through this most magnificent teaching of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as he proclaimed, being the King, he proclaimed the kingdom, the ways of the kingdom. And this chapter 7 is the last chapter of the Sermon on the Mount. But there's so much, and each point, I thought about combining some of the points together, but I didn't want to water it down. I wanted to sharpen the point so that it went deeper into our hearts. So we're going to be in Matthew chapter 7, and we're going to, the text for today out of the Sermon on the Mount is in verse 6. Verse 6. Matthew chapter 7, verse 6. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Now, many of us have heard, even in the secular world, pearls before swine, where you have something very valuable, something very precious. And in the secular world, pearls before swine is giving something very valuable to people who don't appreciate it. And in the biblical world, as we're looking here, it's talking about, you know, that which is holy. When it says here, give not that which is holy unto the dogs, that which is holy, from the context, it's the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom and the truths of the kingdom that Jesus Christ is proclaiming. That is what is holy and sacred. Jesus Christ, our holy Lord, and his word, the holy gospel of the kingdom. And it's precious. And as I was looking at this, it's not just the gospel in general, but it's the gospel that we have treasured in our hearts, that by our willingness, even eagerness, we take that which is most precious to us, what we have treasured up, where moth and rust doth not corrupt, that which is most precious with us, and we want to share it. If you had $1 million and you wanted to share it, this is more precious than $1 million. This is eternal life. This is the knowledge of God and his Son, which he sent, Jesus. Isn't that something? It's how the kingdom is to be and the ways of the kingdom. An eternal kingdom. Eternal life. Nothing in this world is that valuable. Nothing in this world is that valuable. Some writers and some people, they attribute communion to this. And I know communion is sacred and communion is for Christians, but that is not the context of this statement. This statement is concerning the proclamation of the kingdom of heaven that Jesus is proclaiming to those people who had the privilege to sit at his feet as he was in the posture of a rabbi, the posture of a teacher, and he was sharing the truth, the doctrinal truth of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. And he says, give it not that which is holy unto the dogs. And he also says, neither cast your pearls before swine. Now, when we look at dogs, this is not an analogy of Fido curled up in a luxury doggy bed in your living room. The dogs in the lands and times of the Bible were scavengers. They ran in packs. They were often vicious. You can see in the Word of God, when David, King David, is approaching Goliath, and you know what Goliath said to him? What am I, a dog, that you should come at me with staves, sticks? Am I a dog? Am I a worthless, ravenous dog that you should come at me with a stick, staves? The dogs were not often, there were some that were domesticated, but what this is talking about is just feral dogs. And the pigs, it's not like Porky Pig. It's not like your porker that's destined for ham and sausage. These were feral pigs. And they were quite dangerous, if not deadly. We don't think of it that way, but when you see where feral pigs are, they have tusks that are, some people describe them as razor sharp. And if they turn at you, I had the privilege of spending some time in Ohio in my life. And one of the things that was really big in Ohio at the county fairs was the pig show. And they would raise pigs. And they had to be between a certain weight limit. It was like 215 pounds-ish, somewhere around there. And the young kids that were showing the pigs, have you seen cows being shown or a horse show? Well, pigs go where pigs go. And the kids had a cane and a straw hat. And then all the helpers that were there had pieces of plywood about like this with a notch. And they would go like this to herd. Because you get something that weighs 220 pounds running at you that's only this high off the ground. What's it going to do to you? And they're pets, basically. They were raised and groomed. And it's the pig show at the fair. And you can't stop them. That's why they have the pieces of plywood. Picture wild, feral pigs with razor sharp tusks. That's what Jesus is talking about. That's the analogy that he's using. The metaphor that he's using. Give not that which is holy unto dogs. Dogs were unclean. The children of Israel, and what they believed, you had clean animals and unclean animals. Dogs were unclean. Pigs were unclean. And he's talking about these feral dogs and feral pigs. And he's talking about taking that which we've treasured up in our hearts, that valuable, that precious gospel of the kingdom, that we're willing, out of the goodness of our heart, to share with somebody. And you would think, everybody would want that, wouldn't they? Everybody would want it if they understood, if they were meek enough to receive it. They certainly wouldn't reject it. But when it says to cast them or trample them, it's talking about the word. There are people who do not treasure the gospel like we do. There are people who flat out reject the gospel. Some people will even become hostile about your sharing of the gospel. Some people will take the gospel and blaspheme it, it says in the word. What that means is to speak evil and vile about the word. And Jesus is exhorting us. He's instructing us to respect that word, that gospel which we have treasured in our hearts, to respect it. And don't allow someone to have a platform to revile that precious pearls, those precious gems of the gospel truth that we've treasured in our hearts. Have you ever heard if they can't attack the message, they'll attack the messenger? Oftentimes that's what will happen. If they can't dispute, refute the message that someone is speaking, they'll try to speak evil of you instead. And that's what Jesus Christ is warning, instructing, is sharing. The pearls before swine. The pearls, the gems, the precious, valuable truth of the kingdom of heaven. We let no one have a platform to revile that precious gospel. And we'll see from God's word what to do when someone just flat out refuses, flat out rejects, flat out speaks evil of the gospel that we're speaking, flat out will speak evil of you for speaking the gospel. What do we do? Do we get into a debate with them? Kids, put your hands over your ears. You don't want to hear this. My dad used to call it a pissing contest. Is that what we do with the Word of God? We get into a debate over it? Well, we're gonna see who's better at the debate? When someone rejects the Word, we speak the Word to everybody, but it doesn't take long to find out if someone flat out rejects it. Flat out speaks evil of the Word of God. Flat out speaks evil of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And what are we to do? We don't cast the pearls before the swine. For they'll trample those precious, they'll disrespect that precious, they'll revile that precious Word of God. We don't give them a platform to do that. We speak the Word to all men. But when they reject it, when they're hostile towards it, when they speak evil, evil lies about that truth, we'll see from God's word what we're to do. What Jesus Christ instructed and what the apostles did in the first century church, we'll see. We'll see. You know, it's much more than you're wasting your time. Have you ever heard someone say, well, you're wasting your time? It is a waste of time, but by gosh, we regularly waste a lot of time. It's doing other things. But this is much more than just a waste of time when you're dealing with people like this. It's disrespectful to the word. We don't give them a platform. It's out of the respect that we have for our Lord. It's out of the respect that we have for the gospel that we do not give them a podium to reject, to speak evil of, to speak vile of the gospel. In Proverbs, it says, answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou also be like unto him. And a fool in the Word of God was one without wisdom. Usually it was someone without a knowledge of God or respect unto God or respect unto God's ways. Turn your Bibles, if you will, join me in Acts 13. Acts 13. Acts 13. And we'll start in verse 44. This is, you've heard of Paul's itineraries or his missionary journeys. This is journey one, the first one. where he goes up through Galatia. Verse 44. And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. Wouldn't that be exciting? Whole city coming together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy. They're jealous. And spake against those things which were spoken by Paul. They spoke against what? The things that were spoken by Paul. Contradicting and blaspheming. They were speaking evil lies and slander about the word that Paul was preaching. And what was Paul preaching? The gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ. What was Paul offering? The way unto eternal life. The way unto salvation. The way unto forgiveness of sins. They were contradicting it, the words he was speaking, and they were blaspheming. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. They were Jews, because they were God's people. It was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken unto you, but seeing you have put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. Did Paul take it to heart that they rejected the gospel? Paul said, you've judged yourself unworthy of everlasting life. We've spoken it to you. We've offered it to you. You've rejected it. You've contradicted it. You've blasphemed against it. You've spoken evil of it. We turn to the Gentiles. You don't want it? We're going to offer it to them. Maybe they will see themselves worthy of receiving it. Maybe they will accept it with all appreciation. Verse 47. For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. And the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. Verse 50. Here's the but again. But the Jews stirred up devout and honorable women and the chief men of the city and raised persecution. Look at this time. Against who? Is it what they spoke? No. Now they're persecuting them. Don't cast your pearls before swine lest they trample them and then turn on you. That's what's going on. Did Jesus know what he was talking about? Man. They raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them out of their coast. Look at verse 51. Look at this wonderful figure. But they shook off the dust of their feet against them and came unto Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. In the Bible, when you shake the dust off your feet, or you shake the dust off your garment, saying, I have nothing to do with you. And I leave your venom, and I leave your disdain for the truth of the gospel, and the disdain for me, myself, I shake it off, and it's a judgment against you because you have deemed yourself unworthy to receive eternal life and salvation. He didn't cast the pearls before swine. He spoke the word. They rejected it. They judged themselves unworthy of eternal life. He moved on, shaking the dust off. He didn't carry it with him like, oh, they really hurt my feelings. They rejected what I have to say. It's going to cripple me for the rest of my life because I spoke the word and they didn't want it. No. Shake the dust off. Shake the dust off the feet. Shake the dust off the garment. Move on. And they moved on with, what does it say? Joy. Joy. So when we speak the word of God and someone reviles it, someone rejects it, someone flat out denies it, someone speaks evil against it, we should shake the dust off our feet and we move on. We don't take it as an affront to us, because who are they rejecting? Who are they denying? Who are they speaking evil of? The Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father. Not, it's not you. That's who they're rejecting. Can we look at another spot? Sure. Take your Bibles and see where the shaking off the dust comes from. See where it's first introduced, so to speak, of the feet shaking off the dust. Let's go to Luke 9. Gospel of Luke 9. It is a privilege to speak God's word. It is a treasure that we're willing to share from our hearts. But we don't let them trample it. They don't let them trample us, bite and devour us. No, 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 we don't give them a platform. No. Luke 9. Luke 9, verse 1. And this is awesome. It's a wonderful time. Then he, Jesus, called his 12 disciples together, and he gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. Wow. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God. What's he preaching? The kingdom of God. That's what the precious pearls are. It's the words of the kingdom of God. So he gives them all power over all devils. He gives them the power to cure diseases. And he sends them to heal. No, he sends them to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God, to heal the sick. And he said unto them, take nothing for your journey, neither staves, walking sticks, or scrip, neither bread, neither money, neither have two coats apiece. And whatsoever house you enter into, there abide, and thence depart. Who was putting them up on their journey? People. Some people, hey, stay with us. We want to hear more of what you're sharing. We want more of that preciousness. And then there were some who did not. Look at verse 5. And whosoever will not receive you when you go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet. Look what it says. For a testimony against them. Isn't that something? This is where Jesus taught them this. And in the book of Acts, they're still learning. They're still obeying. They're still obedient of what the Lord taught them. I just think that's marvelous. Go back to the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10. That gospel is precious. It's a gem of beyond price. You know, in another place, Jesus Christ speaks of the kingdom of God like a pearl of great price, where you'd sell everything that you had to buy that one. These are pearls. These are gems of truth. These are things, these are treasure beyond the wealth of the world. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. And when he had called him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. And then he goes to name them, the apostles. Verse 5. These 12, Jesus sent forth into the way of the Gentiles. Or said, go not into the way of the Gentiles. Don't go there. And don't go into the city of the Samaritans. Enter not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes nor stave, for the workman is worthy of his meat, what is necessary. And into whatsoever city or town you shall enter, inquire who it is, who in it is worthy, and there abide till you go thence. And when you come into an house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whatsoever and whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. For verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. What was the judgment against Sodom and Gomorrah? Destruction. Right? Fire and brimstone. Destruction. And Jesus says to those 12 who were, what were they doing? Preaching the kingdom. And those that reject the kingdom in the day of judgment, it'll be more tolerable for those in Sodom and Gomorrah than it will be for those who reject the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, who reject the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When we shake the dust off, when people don't want to hear it, people speak evil of the gospel that we're preaching, people speak evil of you for even preaching that gospel, we shake the dust off. Like I said in Luke, a testimony against them. And we move on. You can see the same, similar, in the book of Acts 18, shaking off the raiment, or your blood be upon you. And that's a reference to in Ezekiel 33, when the watchman is on the tower. When the enemy approaches the city and the watchman is on the tower, it's the watchman's duty to sound the alarm. To sound the alarm. The warning. And if people don't listen to the warning and don't prepare and there's bloodshed, it's on themselves for not listening to the warning. That's where that comes from. We're going to close in the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 6. Pardon me. 1 Timothy, chapter 6. Verse 3. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 3. If any man teach otherwise, and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness. If any man does this, he's proud, knowing nothing, but doting about with questions and strifes of words, where cometh envy and strife and railings and evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such, withdraw thyself. Shake the dust off your feet. Don't take it. Don't take their hurt. Don't take their evil speaking. Don't take it from them. Don't give them a platform whereby they can disrespect the word of God, whereby they can speak evil of the word of God, whereby if they can't attack the word or message that you're saying or the truth that you're speaking, well, they'll even speak evil of you and attack you and rend you, as Jesus was saying in the Sermon on the Mount. Don't give the holy thing unto dogs. Don't cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample the word. And it's not just the gospel in general. It's that gospel that we've treasured in our hearts that they trample. And then they'll turn on you. We speak the word to everybody, but we don't have to put up with those God rejectors, those that revile the word of God. We just shake the dust off our feet and we move on. Amen? Amen. Amen.